Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Race, sports, culture, money, all in one tidy little book. Gerald Early is a professor of English, African American Studies, and Cultural Studies at Washington University in St. Louis. He's written widely about sports, culture, and race. Perhaps you recognize his name from his commentaries on NPR's Fresh Air. That tiny little book is Early's latest collection of essays, A Level Playing Field, African American Athletes and the Republic of Sports. Hello, Professor Early. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And the cover of your book and one of the essays inside focuses on Rush Limbaugh's 2003 comments about Donovan McNabb, then with the Philadelphia Eagles. Some people will remember that incident, McNabb, quarterback, and here's a little bit of what Rush Limbaugh had to say.
Donovan McNabb is regressing. He's going backwards. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to say this. I don't think he's been that good from the get-go. I think what we've had here is a little social concern in the NFL. I think the media has been very desirous that a black quarterback do well. Mm-hmm. We're interested in black coaches and black quarterbacks doing well. I think there was a little hope invested in McNabb, and he got a lot of credit for the performance of this team that he really didn't deserve.
So, I remember that well, Professor Early, and the brouhaha that ensued and actually got Limbaugh fired from his job as a commentator on ESPN. But it was 8 years ago. Why do you revisit it in your new book?
It wound up being important when Limbaugh became part of an ownership consortium here in, that wanted to buy the St. Louis Rams here in St. Louis. And those remarks that he made in 2003 came back to haunt him again in 2009 when he was part of this ownership team because the players and the league itself, league owners, opposed this particular ownership consortium because Limbaugh was in it.
Would it have changed things had one of ESPN's black commentators had made the same statement, or do you think they just wouldn't have ever made the same statement?
It's very unlikely that one of the ESPN black commentators would have made that statement in that way. There's no question that the black quarterback is still a very salient topic in the NFL. I mean, it's surprising considering that, you know, there are a number of black quarterbacks in the NFL over the years, but it's still a salient topic. If it had been raised, it would have been raised differently. Limbaugh raised in a provocative way. Limbaugh, that's his job, is to be provocative in that way. But his job is also to kind of always tweak the liberal media, and he wanted to use race in that instance to tweak the liberal media, or he sees a liberal media.
Right, and you go on about how the quarterback position is considered more of an intellectual position and one that requires leadership. Also, black quarterbacks scramble. They're seen as not being able to calmly control the offense. Black quarterbacks aren't intelligent in other people's perception, have to rely on their athleticism. So do those two things, is there a fundamental skepticism, you think, still with all the black quarterbacks that we've had since McNabb, that blacks can do those two things?
Yeah, I still think it comes up. You know, one is that, the NFL does do intelligence testing for their players, and they do intelligence testing for quarterback. And, you do have to know a lot of plays, complicated plays, to be a quarterback.
So who do you think has that expectation the most? Is it coaches, white coaches? Is it owners? Is it fans, the media?
It's a combination of all those, but they have, but the expectations are sourced in different ways. I think coaches kind of rely on these things because it's tradition, and they probably feel as though it is some kind of. People rely on tests because they think there's some kind of predictor, and so the coaches probably think the tests have enough legitimacy in them as some kind of predictor that they do rely on them to some degree. obviously there have been African Americans who have done well enough on these various tests to be in the positions that they're in, to be in positions that are high intelligent positions as opposed to positions that are pure skill positions, as the NFL kind of likes to divide up its positions. So, but the whole drama about being a black quarterback is still very salient in our society. You only have to look at a film like Oliver Stone's on any given Sunday. I mean, that film was about the drama of a scrambling black quarterback who's taking the place of an old white quarterback who was an in-the-pocket traditional sort of quarterback. So Stone sort of saw it as a big metaphor perhaps for American society, the whole drama of the black quarterback. So it's a big cultural issue. But the whole idea of intelligence, of course, kind of makes it racial, because race in this country has always been kind of tainted by intelligence in this country has always been tainted by issues of race.
Gerald Early, my guest on WNYC, Washington University professor and author now of A Level Playing Field, African American Athletes and the Republic of Sports. While you're skeptical of sports as business and entertainment in general, you also write that, quote, high-performance athletics is perhaps the most theatrical and emotional form of ritualized honor that we have left in the world, unquote. So are you paying sports a compliment there, or bemoaning the fact that we don't collectively honor anyone else anymore?
Well, I'm kind of paying sports a compliment. I mean, I'm a sports fan. I mean, I'm not coming to it as someone who hates sports. Mm-hmm. I like sports a lot, and, you know, I go to a lot of sporting events. And I think sports is a very, there's lots of important and good things society gets out of sports and gets out of seeing sports performance. I mean, you get to see a tremendous form of excellence. You get to see people who kind of working together in team sports as a team. You get to see a lot of good things in sports, and I think that's why people like to watch sports. But there is, downside to sport, to the high-level professional sports we have today. And of course, you know, there is concern, and rightly so, about the amount of money in sports today. And it's partly the concern is the concern with the athletes making so much money. That's actually something of a less concern than the whole industry itself and the amount of money the industry itself generates. So I think the reason why the money is a concern is because people are always afraid that athletes will be motivated by money and not by the love of the sport, which is what people prefer to have athletes motivated by. So, you know, there are a number of concerns there with sports and with what drives athletes to do what they do, what drives owners and money people in the business mm-hmm. to do what they do and the like.
Why do you think people bemoan so much the level of money that athletes get paid when they don't complain about movie stars getting paid the same thing?
I think it's because it's a different tradition. Athletics is something that people go to and they look for a certain kind of purity, and they look for a certain kind of purity of motive. No one ever thinks that actors have any kind of purity of motive. People think of athletes as something very different, as people who are motivated by a certain kind of regimen and by certain kind of wanting to achieve a certain kind of excellence and by wanting to do something for the love of doing it. We aren't necessarily thinking that people in other professions are motivated purely by their love of doing what they're doing.
And one thing that you're no doubt aware of is that there are very few African-American coaches in any professional sport. And we've been talking mostly about football and quarterbacks, but your book is more wide-ranging than either. And in recent years, black commentators and athletes have talked very specifically and explicitly, other people have too, about trying to change that. There are diversity rules in place about interviewing African-American candidates when coaching positions opened up. So is it different for root for African-American coaches to do well? And, of course, we had that, some success in the Super Bowl along those lines. But then it is to say that the media wanted Donovan McNabb to succeed because he's black. Are they different kinds of things?
I think to some degree they're sort of the same in that I think our society very much wants to see African-Americans succeed at positions of leadership, of strong administration, of doing things that are sort of cerebral. And and that's because,
yeah.
as I
so
said,
it's along the same line.
Yeah, I think it's along the same line. Being a coach is considered a cerebral sort of enterprise. It's leadership. things like that. I know Tony Dungy, when he won the Super Bowl, people were just as happy as when Doug Williams was the first African-American quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
No question. We've got about a minute left. Let me turn to baseball. It's what we think of first when we discuss breaking down racial barriers in sports, the legend of Jackie Robinson. But the number of African-American players in Major League Baseball has dropped so dramatically. What's your quick take on that?
Well, you know, that's interesting, because I think that what's happened is that partly it's because African-Americans are making a different kind of choice. I mean, choices are being presented about if you're athletically inclined, that there are other sports, professional sports you can go into. I think a lot of African-American youth are more drawn to those sports than to baseball, and I don't think that baseball has a strong institutional or strong presence in African-American communities as it used to have, let's say, back in the 30s and 40s when you had Negro leagues and stuff like that.
Do you think college athletes should get paid?
No. I'm tempted to say yes, but...
Do you think they're exploited?
Yes, I do.
So how do you square that without paying them?
Well, I personally think there should be... colleges should get out of the business of sports.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's my solution to it, is that as a college professor myself, I think that colleges should get out of the profession of sports, and that basketball and football should have their own minor leagues and should train their players that way and shouldn't rely on colleges to be a minor leagues for them.
All right. Gerald Early, professor of English, African-American Studies and Cultural Studies at Washington University in St. Louis. He's the author now of A Level Playing Field, African-American Athletes and the Republic of Sports. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And listeners, don't forget, this afternoon at 1:30, we'll have live coverage and a simultaneous online chat that I'll be hosting during President Obama's deficit reduction speech. This will be his response to the Paul Ryan plan and could affect everything from Medicare and Medicaid to Social Security and the amount of taxes that you pay for the next 10 years. The president's deficit reduction speech, live at 1:30 on AM 820 WNYC, and I'll be hosting a simultaneous live chat on our politics website, itsafreecountry.org, and of course we'll break down the speech and the reaction to it in great detail back here tomorrow morning at 10. Thanks a lot for listening today. Chat at you at 1:30. Talk to you again tomorrow morning. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.